AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments now on the legality of bump stocks. The devices used to make semi-automatic weapons fire more quickly. They were banned after one was used to kill dozens and injure hundreds in the Las Vegas mass shooting. Hundreds of families expected to show up at Alabama's statehouse in Montgomery today as they protest against the state Supreme Court decision declaring frozen embryos or people. The mayor of Athens, Georgia, getting shouted down during a news conference about the nursing student murdered on the University of Georgia campus, police think by an undocumented immigrant in the country illegally.
And no policies have been adopted by the mayor and commission that have created sanctuary city status in Athens.
You need to resign.
One protocol that sometimes arises.
One protocol.
Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz on critics earlier today. Hunter Biden on Capitol Hill right now, answering questions from House Republicans. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state Supreme Court to take a case that would likely decide if abortion is legal in Wisconsin. Call's petition asked the court to bypass the Court of Appeals and rule on how the state's law should be enforced. A Dane County judge ruled last year Wisconsin law bans feticide but not abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is also asking the Supreme Court to take the case. It'll cost you more to get into a Packer game next season, anywhere from $4 to $10 more. The team is sending invoices to season ticket holders online this week. Even preseason games are going up $2 to $5. Even with the price increase, Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy says the cost of a Packer game is still below the NFL average. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. 4-year-old kids in Madison can begin to get enrolled in 4K at the Madison School District for next fall. Kids need to be 4 years old either on or before September 1st and live within the Madison School District to be eligible to join. They'll be given the opportunity to learn through hands-on play to help build a solid foundation before beginning kindergarten. The district offers half-day and limited full-day 4K throughout Madison. You can enroll your child on the Madison School District website. Operation Fresh Start in Madison has a new executive director. Brian McMahon had served as the group's deputy director before moving up to the position. McMahon has been with Operation Fresh Start for over 25 years, serving in several positions throughout the company. Operation Fresh Start has helped connect young adults with careers through education, mentoring, and employment training since 1970. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
The Packers at the podium.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where after Jordan Love's success last season, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst getting a lot of questions about how to draft a quarterback.
For me, I've always thought certainly the amount of time and games you've played in college, I think, really does equate to some success at times. And over my time in the league, you know, that's gone down a lot. You know, these quarterbacks are coming out earlier, and they seem to have less starts under their belt.
College basketball, strange night for the Badgers. An alarm went off in the second half, delaying the game 25 minutes in Indiana. The Hoosiers went on to win 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Angels 6-4 in Arizona. NBA, the Bucks over the Hornets, 123-85. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are getting better on defense.
I thought we were very physical. Our hands were active. Our deflections over the last four or five games have just skyrocketed.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs tap the mid-20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling closer to zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Currently, it's 14.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian Brian Hicks and Christy Barlamin. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
That right there is a vote about where they will stand in November. And that's the essence of Donald Trump's weakness here. Donald Trump, as a former president, should be winning 90% of the vote, 85% of the vote. But what he's constantly seen in primary after primary is, yes, he's got the base locked down, but he is struggling with a ceiling. It's that same ceiling that the Republicans saw in 22, in 20, and it's that ceiling that hates MAGA extremism. And nonetheless, today, once again, we see evidence of it.
Thank you, Max Rose. Okay. If you missed hour one, I was saying Speaker Mike Johnson, who thinks he's Moses when his wife gets her period, says, I have parted the Red Sea.
Right.
And so I started that with an 80s female comic period joke. So now I've gone into all of my 80s vests.
Right.
Different ones the entire show.
Yeah.
And so, like a comedy moth to comedy flame, of course that has attracted Paula Poundstone.
Of course it has.
Good morning, Paula Poundstone. Hello.
Welcome. Hello.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Hello. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Let me ask you. Hello. Let me ask you something. If I guess what cities that you're taking the sexy liberal show to, will you tell me?
No.
No.
No, I will not. Did you hear our TV show pitch that you and I would star in Comedians in Vests Getting Coffee?
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Oh, yeah.
What's not fun about that?
Yeah. I don't drink coffee, so there'd be a lot of sort of gagging noises on my part.
That's fine.
In the show.
You know, Paul Ponson, I know that you are a legend. Comedy legend and a headliner. But however, this morning you are just an opener for Carlos Alzraki, and your time is up. You're getting the red light now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, I really enjoy his work. But if he's not wearing a vest, I don't really see how he gets to be a part of this.
All right, stop. We love
That's
you.
That's up to him. That's his choice.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 We love you, but you're bogarting Carlos's set, so we're giving you a giant red light. We love you.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
I miss you already.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my men.
Coffee with Carlos Alzraki.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos Alzraki.
I was going to make espresso.
Hand-picked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
You need some more flair.
Talk about inspiration when I moved to SF. Paula Poundstone, not only a genius comic, but the pleat queen. Those pants were pleat-o-rific back then.
Yeah, and you just said the funniest thing about my vest. You're like, you might not attract a feller with them vests. Okay.
Them kind of dressings may not attract the fellas.
Am I giving you PTSD from my 1995 late night show? Because remember I wore a vest every night? Remember when we got fired right before Christmas?
Yeah, if Mary Richards were gay,
We were saying it was kind of a fashion air raid siren that I might, in fact, be a lesbian.
She's gonna make it after all with girls. After all.
All right. Good morning, Carlos. You're here.
Good morning.
You're here with new analogies about the
new
uncommitted voters.
For all the uncommitted in the third parties.
Yeah, you said voting the third party or uncommitted in the general is pouring water on a grease fire. Don't pour water on a grease fire.
Right.
Yep.
I don't see. I'm a girl. I don't know what happens. I thought you could pour water on a grease
fire.
No. God no.
Ladders and gets the
fire. It gets
fire
everywhere.
Really?
It gets it mad.
Yeah.
Good to know.
No, don't do that ever.
That's why I like wearing a vest to a straight club.
Chris, you know I tried to make a baked potato at KBC by putting it in foil in the microwave. I didn't know.
Burned the building down.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Nope.
What I won't do is find hot firemen. What?
Yeah. You were probably making it in the vest. Like, yeah, she's wearing the vest and she can't even make a potato in the microwave.
Okay.
She will not make a good Christian wife.
But she can fix your pickup.
Yes.
Yes, she can.
You said you also tweeted threatening not to vote for the best chance of stopping the worst possible outcome has the consequence of achieving the worst possible outcome. It's the chess move your opponent expected.
Yep.
Totally unrelated story. Marianne Williamson has unsuspended her campaign. Carlos.
Sorry.
Given that she, what is it now? Joe Biden beat her by 78 points,
right,
but beat Dean Phillips by 79 points, so that is, she feels, is her opening to get back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite the same effect as Nikki Haley. I like the fact that Nikki Haley's staying in, but...
Yes! Fight, fight, fight.
Yes.
Big bag of rats.
Yeah. But Marianne Williamson, no, because... No.
Yeah.
Not
because, yeah. But, you know, we were saying, it's just, once again, the mainstream media I knew was going to have be hair on fire, Biden doomed, and we were saying it's the same percentage that voted uncommitted against Barack Obama in Michigan in 2012. Remember, that was over droning and, you know.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I saved this for you. I'm not even going to do guess the quote because it's just, so you can De Niro us.
All right. Could have sent it. You could have faxed it, but go ahead.
He said recently, I mean, he's talking about Trump, of course. He's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig. He's a con. He's a bull artist. A mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't do his homework. He doesn't care. He thinks he's gaming society. He doesn't pay his taxes. He's an idiot. He only used one swear word. He was almost doing you, doing him.
He was a con. He's a mother's con. He's a stinking mother pig. Give me more nouns. Throw more nouns at me. He's a goat. He's mud.
Okay.
He's a pile of trash.
Okay.
Yogurt. He's spoiled yogurt.
Well, that's
He's just picking nouns now.
All right. Yeah. What did I say the other day? I don't know what. He looks like a creamsicle that fell on the floor and then pubic hair
got on it.
Got on top.
Ew.
Yeah, his hair is really something even worse than usual. Uh-huh. You know, it's like... Who am I thinking of? The Dick Tracy movies? I don't know, like, it's not just that it's a yellow
blockhead?
Bird's
it's
nest,
matted,
but then it's like there's different colors on the sides.
Blockhead? Is that a character in Dick Tracy?
I don't know.
Blockhead?
Blockhead, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
John Forsythe, I think. William Forsythe.
There you go. Okay, anyway, but further to your point, you tweeted, it's unfortunate that uncommitted voters are doing exactly what Netanyahu, Trump, and Putin wanted them to do. I get the anger and frustration, and so did they. They planned it. They counted on people forgetting that Trump is worse. And that's what we just talked to Malcolm about. Is the stakes for Trump and Netanyahu, or excuse me, Putin and Netanyahu to try to get Trump back in, trust me, this is just the beginning of their, you know, effery.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some, my brother was talking about it, that like right before the election, there'll be some crime committed by an illegal immigrant just to like hammer it home. This is Willie Horton, if you remember Willie Horton ads.
Yes.
On triple steroids exponentially times 10,000. They will do first of all, they're going to cheat in the elections.
Yeah.
They're going to try to suppress votes. Thank God some maps are changing in Wisconsin and Alabama, I believe, but they will cheat, they will lie, they will steal, they will make stuff up, they will set stuff up. They are so, this is what exactly, I read this tweet about Mike Johnson and the Speaker of the House about shutting down immigration. It's exactly what Khrushchev said. We will take over the United States without firing a single shot.
Thank you.
This is not Red Dawn where guys are loaded up on the farm with weapons and they can see the Russians coming. Like, they're not doing it that way because the Russians couldn't do it in Afghanistan, right? 10 years, get out, not going to work.
They
know they couldn't do it militarily. They're going to do it this way.
Yep.
And they've started way before 2016.
Yep. By the way, you are a liberal helper, and you just said, well, shoot, MAGA, if only Trump wouldn't have slept with Stormy, paid her off, and not sexually molested E. Jean Carroll, your sneakers would have been cheaper. That's true.
Heck yeah. Damn, I would have been paying $201 instead of $399.
I feel like all these...
Damn you, Stormy!
I feel like all these...
I can only buy one now.
All these vests go with gold sneakers, don't they? Gold high tops?
Sure.
I think that's kind of...
You need more flair, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, tell me about your dessert specials.
Don't I look like I'm faking like I'm in the military in this vest?
No, you look like you're faking working at TGI Fridays.
Did somebody give you a purple
heart?
Your first time you got a purple heart, Stephanie. Look at this. Purple heart.
This vest screams, do you want curly fries with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Let's go to Kevin in D.C. You're on with Carlos. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. In a dilettante manner, I'm still upset with you about the John Stewart situation, Carlos. But enough of that.
Huh?
I have a serious thing, and I'm glad that the young lady who called said that ultimately she's going to vote for Biden. But I swear, I'm not trying to be insulting. Stephanie, I need your psychiatrist friend to explain to me. And I'm not saying I'm the fountain of mental health. I'm a grown man. They read comic books. That being said, I do have the bare minimum animal instinct to not blame people that are not responsible, putting it all on, I don't get it. If you truly care, and all we do, it makes my teeth rattle to see the suffering and whatnot of not only the Palestinian, Israeli as well, but how does not voting for Biden and making sure that a coup that will make it exponentially worse help you? When you're a kid, you are allowed to have, we're all emotional, but then you have to tailor your emotional responses with a game plan to work for you. And third-party voting and voter protest.
Yeah. No, you are making very good points. I unfortunately have too many buttons on my vest, and I don't mean to make so much noise over your very excellent points.
And the reason I made that analogy, Stephen Fryer was in the Monk debates with Michael Eric Dyson, with Jordan Peterson, and he had said famously a quote that he loved, that when you're in a chess game, the best chess move is not always the smartest chess move. The best chess move is to make the move that your opponent least expects.
Yeah.
And the move that our opponent, Netanyahu, Putin, Trump, the move that they least expect is that we would say, you know what? We're still voting for Biden.
Yeah.
No matter what you throw at us to try to divide us, we're committed to defeating you. Then we'll talk about how to get things right in all of the areas that affect not just the Middle East, that affect women's rights, that affect climate change, that affect forgiving student loans, that affect getting people signed up for free Medicare. We can address it if we have the right foothold on our way up the mountain.
That's right.
If we slip and fall, then we all die.
And that's what
voting uncommitted is. It's reaching for a toehold that's not there. And that's what they want you to do. Don't do what they want you to do.
Don't stand up in the lifeboat. You'll fall off the mountain into
kill
a beehive.
You kill all the bees.
I'll throw them all together. I don't know. It's maybe one of them's going to land with these people.
I like them all. What's for breakfast, Jody?
Biden.
No, that Cajun food. James Carville.
Suppose that Biden appointed his granddaughter to be head of the DNC and instructed her to funnel all of the money to Hunter Biden's defense fund. You think these people want to be stolen from? That's the long and short of it. The people that give Trump money and RNC money are begging to be stolen from, and Trump is going to accommodate them.
I've lost sympathy for people's willingness to be grifted. One more, James Carville.
They're very blunt and very upfront about what they're doing. So if people want to give Trump money, then go ahead and give it to him. But I know there are a lot of Republicans, a friend of mine from my days in Washington, who think that Trump is siphoning off all of the money from the congressional candidates, the Senate candidates, the gubernatorial candidates, and something? They're right.
Shh, don't tell him.
He said it out loud. You're not supposed to let him know.
Please put Laura Trump over there. Please steal every dollar you can get. Every one of these Republican state parties, Michigan, Arizona, all over the country, all falling apart, fighting with each other, underfunded. We have the advantage, Jen.
Thank you. It's Republicans that are in disarray. Yep. And of course you knew they were going to spin last night as, oh, it's Democrats, Biden doomed, blah, blah, blah. One last one, James Carville.
Small donors often said two-thirds. Did I hear that right? He's losing consistently 40% of the vote in the primaries. He is weak. He is weak. And we have to not have this exaggerated view, and we have to take advantage of his weakness. We have to make him weaker. And that what it means, I'm not entirely certain, but it don't mean anything good. What does it mean when your opponents are getting 40% in your own primary when you're a former president? It doesn't mean anything good. I can promise you.
Yep. As long as we vote, right, Carlos? That's what we keep saying. It's just as long as we keep our heads down. And I'm sorry. My vests are obscuring my vote blue T-shirt. Are we done with the vest joke now?
Yes.
I don't want to re-traumatize you. I have like six more. I can. Okay.
You have anyone with fishing lures on it?
I think that's what this is. I'm not sure what all this is.
It's your flare.
I think that's a butt plug. I'm not sure what this is. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour.
They look like drawer knobs.
They do.
The kitchen knobs.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, it is like Jill Weinbank's brooch jewelry drawer exploded. And I happen to be standing there. Yeah. Okay. 20 minutes after.
Some shrapnel.
Yes.
I pulled this stuff up from the bottom of the river.
20 minutes. I do look like I'm taking incoming shrapnel. Uh-huh. Okay. 20 minutes after. Remember Sexy Liberal Fight Club? That was fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I pretended that Jill Weinbank stabbed me in the face with a pin.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, right in my hydration system for hiking day. Yep. With the bunny and Clyde is going for a hike with your mama. With your mama. Okay. Morning Kick, 10 supplements in one. I'm telling you, it's been a game changer for me on my bicycle for sure, right? I've had people in my major Taylor Club tell me how much better I'm riding, how much faster. I'm telling you, I haven't changed anything except what's in my water bottle. Morning Kick, fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and I get a shwaganda. And probiotics, prebiotics, anti-aging supplements, you name it. It gives you energy, helps with your joints. If you want to enhance your overall well-being, you just want to feel younger, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Don't waste just drinking water. Put a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor in and get all that good stuff. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Seth, the homo of hope. You're on with Carlos. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homo, shomo, Jody, and Carlos over there on Vagina Island.
yes.
So I think you guys are burying the lead, and I think like this whole controversy between Gaza and Israel, I think the most important story of today, February 28th, 2024, is that today you, Stephanie Miller, have outnumbered Cher for the most costume changes in a singular show. And if we all can't come together and vote for you to get a Mackey Award or something, then I lose hope. So my hope is that we all unite and make sure this happens.
Thank you. I think I would be more likely to get on, what is that show, Fashion Disaster or Fashion Victim or something? Fashion Police.
Do you believe in love after vests?
Not, all right.
Not with dudes.
Oh, you know what? We might as well double Seth in Los Angeles. Hi, Seth.
The homo of filth.
Yes.
Yes. This is the first time I have followed. Well, I'm his doppelganger, actually. So I'm quite honored for your selection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carlos.
Yes.
Stephanie. Chris.
Hi.
Jody.
Yes.
Why must
we always
do the heavy lifting against the media?
I know.
Why?
I know.
Let's pretend for a moment that we're uninformed voters,
okay?
And we looked at the results last night, and we don't understand it's a protest vote against Biden. We have no idea. We actually think that 25% of the Democratic electorate can't decide between Marianne Williamson and Joe Biden right now, so they're uncommitted, okay?
Right.
Even if that were the truth, uncommitted is not a vote against the candidate. Biden is still part of uncommitted.
Right.
So this narrative is, it's insane.
Yes.
It's driving me crazy, and I'll drive my husband crazy, and he'll tell me to turn off the radio.
Okay.
I can't stand this.
No, don't do that. That would be a very bad advice. Marianne Williamson only lost by 78 points to Joe Biden. What's your point? That she has no path?
That the media is comparing Trump's loss to an actual candidate.
I hear you. It's just a flesh wound. Come back, you coward.
It's not a coronation, Stephanie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Carlos.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a. It's not a.
I should remember the coronation song from Frozen, but I.
You know
how
what?
Did I...
Yeah. You know what? I think we only the only thing we need for a campaign ad is Tommy Tuberville talking about IVF. That's
oh,
all we need.
Tommy.
Let's just air that over and over again. God. We will talk about that with Carlos next.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Blackhawk Bridge over the Mississippi River Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old, and a replacement is being built nearby. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across the river. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million in grants for pollution cleanup in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. City leaders are looking to improve the way they light the Monona Terrace Tunnel and want your input on how to do it. They say that years of corrosion and stormwater damage has led to over three-quarters of the lighting fixtures in the tunnel not working. They've put forward a number of ideas to fix the lighting in the tunnel. You can see the options for yourself and give your thoughts on the project on the Madison Traffic Engineering website. A couple living in a senior community on Madison's west side have donated $500,000 to their community to help make them more eco-friendly. John and Margot Hansen are helping to power all 123 homes of Attic Angel Prairie Point with solar power. Their donation will help up to 30 homes install new solar panels. Currently, 46 homes at Attic Angels have solar panels. With the help of the Inflation Reduction Act, the community will get another $150,000 federal dollars to install solar panels. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What a weather 180 as we take a 50-degree temperature hit today. Highs tap the mid-20s. But with the wind still whipping up to 35 miles per hour, it's feeling closer to zero. Sunshine stays abundant the rest of the week and temperatures warming too. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
On this issue, do you support the Supreme Court's decision?
I support that people that want to have IVF are supporting 100%.
Okay. But that's not what the Supreme Court's decision is allowing at this point.
I know, but the state's getting ready to pass a law in Alabama that it's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Senator Football McDumb. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Tuberville, who has no idea what IVF is or anything to do with Lady Bits. Here's
But still, there are women that are left in the balance. I just came back from Alabama. I talked to one woman. She's on her last embryo transfer. It was scheduled for tomorrow, and now she has to start all over. Is that acceptable to you?
Well, not really. Now, I want everybody, if they want kids, they can't have it. And that's the only way they can have it. I won't be able to use that.
So is this the wrong move by the Alabama Supreme Court?
Yes. And that's the reason the state legislature is going to go back and pass a law where it's legal.
So to be clear, you believe it's the wrong move?
Wrong move by the Supreme Court,
yeah.
Oh, my God, Carlos. Okay. They are just trying to twist themselves into pretzels. Yeah. Like, obviously, when he was first interviewed, he's like, I'm all for that. I think there should be more children. And she's like, well, that's what IVF does. And he's like, so now he's gotten the talking point, right? That this is wildly politically unpopular. So now they're...
IVF, irritable bowel syndrome, where people just can't pronounce words correctly. I'm all for that, against people pronouncing words incorrectly.
But here we go again. Senate conservatives are signaling they will block Wednesday's planned Democratic bid to enshrine protections for in vitro fertilization into federal law. They're calling IVF a here they go again states' rights issue. Boy, they just go back and forth on that, don't they? Tammy Duckworth's bill. She's planning to seek unanimous consent, but they've just, you know, Carlos, they are on the wildly politically unpopular side of every issue.
Yeah, it's like, well, how do we get more white babies to get born but not piss off the Christian nationalist women but make them happier but fuddle with their insides? And what do we do with this whole uterus egg-storing stuff?
All right, one more. Representative Max Rose.
Say I'm not a member of an organized political party. I'm a Democrat. Those days are long gone. Of course, Speaker Pelosi had a razor-thin margin and was able to successfully advance out of the House monumental legislation, and literally the Republican caucus, with a similar margin, couldn't organize themselves out of a paper box.
By the way, speaking of which, that wasn't even the only time Tommy Tuberville stepped in it this week. He tweeted thoughts on crime in New York. Mm-hmm. Hope Joe Biden enjoy going out for ice cream in New York City while the rest of the city's afraid of crime and migrants. Well, about 11 billion people tweeted back at him. New York City's homicide rate is 4.8 per 100,000. Alabama, the home state of Senator Tuberville, has a homicide rate three times higher, 15.9 mm-hmm. per 100,000. Yeah. This just keeps backfiring on them, this whole, you know, blue states and crime thing, right?
Yo, yeah, and Steve Hofstetter, brilliant comedian, put it out. And actually, good research is the most dangerous city for violent crime is Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah. One more, Max Rose, before we...
So they are totally disorganized. They can't get their act together. And that's also being reflected in these electoral results. Time and again, there's a really strong electoral block that wants nothing to do with MAGA-based extremism. That bloc is in the Republican Party, that bloc is in independents, and that bloc is, of course, amongst swing voters.
Carlos, funny you bring up Alaska, because I think we were saying earlier that Lauren Boebert's family is sort of like the Palins without all the class.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah. They're the classless version of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her son has been arrested again.
Oh, boy.
Isn't he the one that has a girlfriend who's pregnant, or did she just have a baby?
Yes, she became a grandmother at 36.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Pardon me? Okay. Her 18-year-old son, Tyler.
Hey, your grandma's got her hand on some guy's crotch at a play.
Oh, we haven't gotten to that.
Just thought
yet.
I'd call you.
Was arrested, is facing 22 charges, including several felonies relating to a string of crimes in her Colorado district. Yes, this is the deadliest story ever. Pardon?
Her old district or her new district?
Probably her old district.
Who can say? Whether the one she's carpetbagging to or the other. I don't know. She's going to lose.
She's going to lose her
the new one as well. But anyway, okay. Criminal possession of a financial device. Four counts of criminal possession of ID documents, criminal trespass, ID theft, contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
That's probably the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Which Lauren Boebert has, that's kind of a family tradition, mm-hmm. as she, you know, gave a guy a handy J in a theater full of kids mm-hmm. at Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. Okay. The past year has seen Boebert's ex-husband Jason arrested twice, the issuance of a restraining order, and her getting handsy with another man in
a
local theater. That's a nice
that's a
news
very nice
way to
handsy.
Hal Sparks once called my mom the handsy, though. So I just say
very
this.
Handsy.
LBJ was handsy.
In his defense,
your mom.
My mom yes. was a little handsy. Pardon?
LBJ was handsy with your mom.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm just saying. It's just, it's a vicious cycle, Chris.
Okay. All right.
People okay. like to reach out and touch people.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet your mom had a nice ass.
That's right. Charles in Miami. Thank you, Chris.
Well,
Charles in Miami, you're on with Carlos. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Steph? How you doing, Carlos?
Good. Well,
One thing that's different, because I've, you know, watched politics all the way from Ronald Reagan. With the corporate Republicans, there's no way they would let Nikki Haley still stay in the race and also leave, like, you know, expose Trump to, as far as, you know, all of these voters that don't really want to vote for him. And to me, it's like they would come with the smoke and the mirrors all the way to November and say how strong he is, but... You know, because it's Trump's party right now and there are no corporate Republicans running the show, I think they're letting Nikki run without the big opposition that they would have had against her. And it's just like unveiling this Republican Party in this particular race for 24 is, you know, exposing Trump that he's not really that strong, you know, right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a... Surprise, this is Trump's party. They are just a big ball of dysfunction and chaos. And the mainstream media just does not cover it. You know, this is not like, oh, we might have a shutdown again because both sides, blah, blah. No.
Yeah.
No. I mean,
it's like a scab that just got worse and worse and worse. Right. You know, they should have impeached and convicted Trump twice mm-hmm. For Ukraine
yeah.
and then for...
Yeah.
My brother.
Someone
and I,
said that, like Mitch McConnell, you brought this on yourselves. Yeah. You had so many off ramps with Donald Trump, and you didn't take them.
You just let the cancer grow. You just let the tumor get bigger, and it's ugly, and it's gross, and it's eating your
tumor.
Party. And
it
we tried to warn you. We tried to say, you got to remove the tumor.
It is a tumor.
Right.
It's a tumor of every kind.
It's a tumor. It is a tumor.
Consider it
but
the
we were discussing, my brother said, there's never been a head of state that resisted a peaceful transfer of power mm-hmm. and tried to sell a sneaker to pay their legal bills.
Right. Yeah,
that's
the fraud
they have. You can't
they're
imagine.
They're fraud and raping. I'm like,
I mean,
okay.
Mike Judge is like, man, I should have put that in Idiocracy. A head of state tries to sell sneakers to sell off his legal bills. Damn, I should have put that in the script.
So this meeting with Mike Johnson was apparently very heated. Mitch McConnell, he had to come out by himself. No one would even come out with him, not even McConnell. I mean, mm-hmm. you know. When Mitch McConnell distances himself from you, and that takes a while because he moves super slow.
Yeah. Well, I just don't agree with you, and I'm going to go my own way.
Don't forget
I'm
to
going
write.
My own way.
Okay.
I'm on my way. Here I go.
President yesterday. On this very topic, the president. And President Biden.
The first thing they do, dictators do, is they disregard whatever the rule of law is. They just disregard it. Here's the guy who says he thinks he can change the Constitution and ignore it. Just ignore portions of the Constitution. Here's the guy who talks about retribution.
Yeah. Went on to say.
Thousands of people who stormed the Capitol. They're insurrectionists. Two cops died. Mm-hmm. Other people were badly hurt. And what did he say? They got convicted and or they pled guilty. And he said they're patriots? God. Patriots, and he says he's going to forgive them all. Every one of them is going to be released. That's what happens in Eastern European countries. Mm-hmm. That's not what happens in America.
I love when he, you can tell he's trying to push down his inner De Niro, like you
yeah.
are.
Well, he knows yeah. he was on television, so he knows better.
He wants yeah. to call him a yeah. like he has does in private. But, yeah, here's a long pause in this one. Hang on.
The idea that he said the Congress wants to pass an overwhelmingly a border provision that would allow us to control the border. First bill ever introduced called for that. And here they're saying, he's saying, no, don't do that because that'll help Biden. Help Biden? It's about not about Biden. It's about the United States of America. And look, it just I don't want to get started.
You know what I heard in my head?
Unfortunately, I can't hear your audio feed from very well.
Oh,
what
I'm
he's
sorry.
Saying, but yeah, when you have no policy, that's all you can do is just attack somebody's age. And I will say this: I had some enlightenment from our friend Tom Kenny, who said that. And granted, times are different because we have more social media and people are meaner. He said FDR was in a wheelchair and nodding off when he was negotiating with Churchill.
Yeah.
So the fact that somebody's faculties were compromised really shouldn't matter. And I did say, but it is context. That was the late 30s, 40s or whatever. And now it's much more mean so that you sort of have to prove your vibrancy a little bit more.
Yeah, and Lawrence O'Donnell
But that was a good point by Tom. And I'll point
Lawrence O'Donnell talked about this, that he was active. Was it Roosevelt was actively dying? Like somebody died like 2 months after the inauguration. But, still negotiated a great,
But they hid all of that from the public.
Yeah, of course.
And you could also argue that Obama was extremely vibrant and had 293 days to get a Supreme Court justice. So his vibrancy had nothing to do with them denying him a Supreme Court justice.
Well, I keep saying, Carlos, this isn't going to be about Biden's memory. This election is going to be about our Americans' short-term memory, that we don't remember what a disaster, top to bottom, the Trump administration was. And
it's going
to
go away. COVID is going to go away in April like a miracle. Zero cases. Mark my words.
God. Remember that, the Easter miracle? Mike Johnson says Biden must issue an executive order to address the southern border just days after scoffing at the claims that the president was considering using his executive authority, calling those election year gimmicks. I mean, they just think we have no memory at all, that they're the ones that just voted against the border security bill, that they're now calling a catastrophe and an emergency and whatever. And literally this is last week he said, oh, that's a gimmick. And now he's saying Biden is screwing up by not using an executive order. I mean, and then, the minute he does, they'll go like, oh, dictator. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, that's their chess move, right? Trying to force policy on just us. And maybe Biden should take the bait and make that move, which they don't expect to do it because they think it would poll incorrectly. But again, if Biden did issue an executive order, we as voters who may be quote-unquote offended by that and be uncommitted about that should say, no, I don't care if he even does that and we have some feelings about that. We're still not going to make Mike Johnson happy. That should be our goal, is to piss off Mike Johnson, to piss off Trump and Putin, to raise the big middle finger and just like, no matter what you do, we are still going to vote for Joe Biden.
Yep.
That's all we have to do. Or vote for the Democratic candidate who has the best chance to stop your devil leader.
Vote blue no matter who? Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Yes,
hi.
That's what we should be committed to.
Hi, Leslie in Long Beach. Hello.
Hey, everybody. Hope I can get this out correctly. First of all, I shouldn't call in when Carlos is on because he says something hilarious as I'm listening, and then I completely forget what I called about. Anyway, it's kind of terrifying right now is thinking back to Khrushchev's statement back in 1956 when he said that, Russia was going to take the United States from within without shooting a bullet.
Yeah.
And I watch on TV and I hear conversations where this Putin sympathy is kind of terrifying. They don't understand who he is. They don't understand his history and how he really wants to rebuild the old Soviet Union. That's his goal. And
I think it's worse. I think they do understand. I mean, they didn't hear the Navalny story. They didn't they do know exactly who he is.
I think so, but I do think that when they say that Zelensky is a corrupt elitist and we shouldn't have anything to fear with Putin, and they don't get history, they don't read books about autocracy and things like this, and it's terrifying.
Yeah,
the thing about those people who have that sympathy is we're not going to get them back.
No, some of them are lost. And Carlos, I maintain that Donald Trump has never read a book. I think he paid people to read books. Maybe Mein Kampf.
Yeah,
maybe that was.
That's it.
Yeah.
I started to read Art of the Deal, but then I got off the toilet quicker than I thought. I must have done something right with my diet. I couldn't read more than half a page.
48 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments. Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to MyPowerLife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMVX.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, after Steph's joke about the Red Sea, I'm wondering how long it will take before she makes a Crimson Tide joke, especially since it wouldn't shock me if Alabama banned tampons in the near future.
Oh, yeah. Roll Tide, big time.
Roll Tide needs something totally different. Okay. Hey, this is funny. I mentioned Lauren Boebert. She just posted about the Biden crime family right before her son got arrested.
I just read on Twitter what the Democrats, Raskin and Swalwell, are doing. They're just letting you know what's going on behind closed doors and what a clown show it is.
Yeah.
The Republicans can think they can circumvent their way around it. They're just...
See, I think people more than ever, Carlo, see them. They know they're the ones that voted down the border deal. They know this. They will own this shutdown if this happens. Yep. Christopher, who said... President Biden shares the goal of many of the folks who voted uncommitted, which is to end the violence and a just and lasting peace. This is what he is working towards.
Rocco Wallaby.
No, it was a Biden.
Bucky.
Official.
Bucky.
Wow. Can I just say, Carlos, I've said before, why must comedians do everything? I thought this, I was going to make a guess the quote. I'll just tell you because you're sick. It's Jon Stewart.
Okay.
I just, you know, again, I feel like this is kind of above all of our pay grades. We're all talking out our ass. It's like, well, we should do this or this or this. Netanyahu could do this or we could do this. To, you know,
diplomacy is hard.
Yeah. Jon Stewart said, starting now, no preconditions, no earned trust, no partners for peace. Israel stops bombing. Hamas releases the hostages. The Arab countries who claim Palestine as their top priority come in and form a demilitarized zone between Israel and a free Palestinian state. The Saudis, Egypt, UAW, Qatar, Jordan, they all form a NATO arrangement guaranteeing security for both sides. Obviously, they won't call it NATO. It's the Middle East Treaty. It's Meadow. obviously, I've not worked out this exact verbiage, but anything is better than the cluster cycle we have now, because honestly, what's the alternative? I mean, you know, any idea at this point, I feel like, I mean, there are bad ideas. When people say there's no such thing as a bad idea, there is a lot of bad ideas. But
there's a lot of bad ideas. Yeah, going forward, what are we going to do? You know, you look at the history and who's there first and all those kinds of historical things that happened. You really can't go back. And Stuart's right. You have to legislate or... You have to solve going forward.
Yeah. All we know is that Donald Trump would be exactly the wrong, the bad idea.
I'm moving
to any problem.
I'm moving the Capitol right into the West Bank. We're building a brand new wailing wall. There's going to be a sailing wall. There's going to be a flailing wall where you could just flail your arms around. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay. Lindsey Graham's congratulations for Donald Trump last night on his Michigan primary spurred outrage on social media. He tweeted, "It's clear to me the Republican Party faithful are behind President Trump in all corners of the country. It's time to move on to the general election." One Twitter user said, "Those aren't faithful. They're scared. I remember when you called him a race-baiting, xenophobic bigot. You are a spineless coward." Another Twitter user said, "We will not unite behind him or you. He has destroyed the Constitution." Mm-hmm. I love that. Go ahead.
I just want to see Trump make their heads explode. All right, we're selling this wonderful, incredible... reusable, recyclable straw. Never get a plastic straw again. Get your MAGA straw with my name on it. What are we supposed to do, man? I don't want to save no turtles.
You know, once again, as we keep saying, it's the Republican Party that is in disarray. Just this one story. A heckler at the main Michigan primary watch party for Trump was shut down by a Republican lawmaker who quickly delivered this hot take. January 6th was bad. This is Representative Peter Meyer, Republican of Michigan. Someone heckled him. "You impeached Trump." He yelled back, "I did, because January 6th was bad. And you know what? I think we would have had better victories in November of 22 had we not gone down that path."
Yep.
But then he went on to say, "We cannot let them be the victors in this civil war." So he's calling it even civil war with Democrats, even though he's, you know, trying to justify that. I mean, the fact that they have to justify what we all saw on tape, that January 6th was an insurrection, is just astounding.
Yeah, like I said, hey, Timothy McVeigh was calm and collected in that Ryder rental office. Why don't they show that?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't they show Timothy taking out his ID and his driver's license and calmly placing them on the counter and saying, "May I please have this Ryder truck?" Why don't they show that video?
What the Christ. All right. Carlos, go do a lot. Go do a lot check. Just do it.
I'm going to do a lot check. You mother, you sons of scratches, you punk, you dog, you scum.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, is that him drowning at the end of Cape Fear?
Oh, God.
My Carlos. Goodbye, Robert. See you tomorrow.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Oboe. Wednesday noon till 2 in the return of Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, who will review the Michigan primary and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.